Welcome to Daily AI News. I'm Alex.
I'm Emma.
Here are today's top stories in AI.
Fast, clear, and updated daily. Big AI stories are moving on two tracks today. The dream of autonomous agents and the hard reality of shipping real systems. Let's get straight into it.
And the big headline may actually be a reality check. According to TechCrunch, Mark Zuckerberg told staff that AI agents have not progressed as quickly as he had hoped. That matters because agents have been sold as the next major leap after chatbots, systems that can plan, act, and complete tasks with minimal supervision.
Exactly. The important point here is not that agents are dead. It's that even the biggest companies are admitting there is still a gap between flashy demos and reliable everyday execution. When top executives start lowering the temperature, that usually means the engineering problems are proving stubborn. Tool use, long horizon planning, error recovery, and trust.
So for builders and investors, today's takeaway is simple. The agent future is still alive, but timelines may be longer than the hype cycle suggested.
Now let's stay with Meta, because while the company is being more cautious about agents, it is also experimenting aggressively on the product side. Meta has quietly launched Pocket, an AI-powered app that lets users generate and share mini-games from text prompts.
This is interesting because it expands the idea of vibe coding beyond websites or simple utilities and into interactive entertainment. If users can describe a concept and get a playable game back, that pushes generative AI closer to being a creative engine, not just a writing tool.
And it also says something important about where consumer AI may be heading. The next wave may be less about asking a bot questions and more about instantly making things, games, media, workflows, and personalized experiences.
Next up, infrastructure. TechCrunch reports that Anthropic is discussing a custom AI chip with Samsung. That follows a broader trend we've been watching for months. Major AI labs want more control over hardware, supply chains, inference costs, and performance.
This is a huge strategic signal. Custom silicon is no longer just a hardware story. It is now an AI competitiveness story. If you can reduce cost per inference, tune chips for your workloads, and avoid bottlenecks from shared suppliers, you gain leverage across the whole stack.
And that connects directly to another major item today. Microsoft is launching its own AI deployment company with a $2.5 billion commitment. That tells us the market is moving beyond headline model launches and into the operational phase, how AI actually gets deployed into enterprises, governments, and industry.
Right. This is where the AI race gets more serious. It is no longer only about having the smartest model in a benchmark chart. It is about distribution, implementation, compliance, workflow integration, and measurable return on investment.
So taken together, Anthropic's chip discussions and Microsoft's deployment push point to the same conclusion. AI is maturing into an industrial system. The winners may be the companies that can control both the technology and the delivery.
There's also a policy and economics angle today. TechCrunch says OpenAI reportedly floated the idea of donating 5% of its equity to a US sovereign vault fund. Even if that proposal never materializes, it's notable because it reflects a larger question now hanging over the industry. Who should benefit from the upside of AI?
Exactly. If AI becomes foundational national infrastructure, then debates over ownership, public benefit, and strategic control only get louder. We've already seen fights over chips, power, data centers, and regulation. Equity and public participation may be the next frontier.
And one lighter but still revealing signal from today, TechCrunch also published a major AI glossary. That may sound basic, but it shows how fast the field is expanding. When the language of AI changes this quickly, even professionals need a map.
Which is actually a good summary of the day. AI is getting bigger, more technical, more expensive, and more embedded in the real economy. That means the vocabulary, the infrastructure, and the expectations are all being renegotiated in real time.
So the short version is this. Agent expectations are cooling. Product experimentation is accelerating. Hardware strategy is intensifying. And enterprise deployment is becoming the real battleground.
That's it for today's Daily AI News.
See you tomorrow.